It's Meet the Wife. Merry Christmas to all of our wonderful listeners out there. My name is Eric Rung. This is Single, Married, Divorced, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I am happily divorced.
Now, there is a reason why Tom added a couple of happilies.
Because it's that time of year. It's the joyous Christmas season. That's the only reason.
We also have Tom's better half.
This is Beth McGuire, and I'm also happily married.
Oh,
just one happily, though, I see. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Hopefully you've had a couple of glasses of eggnog. We're going to be a lot more funnier if you have.
Yeah. If you haven't, please hit pause.
Yes.
Have a couple pops and get back to us.
So, Beth, my first question is, how many times has Tom been wrong?
Every day or just in general?
Just in the show.
When he talked about his best gift being jewelry, I'd say that's wrong.
Ooh. But I also said the experience, though, too. The trip to Detroit to see the Wings when you used to be a Wings fan.
That was a good one.
Now she's a Hawks fan.
Well, I don't know. They suck, too. So.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Beth's, for a real sports, she's a very avid sports fan. She does seem to hop bandwagons at times.
Just between those two teams, back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you've got ties.
Well, I grew up there.
Exactly. So tell us about yourself. I mean, Tom has told us about you, but let's hear it from you, Beth.
Let's hear it from me. Are you the perfect wife, like he says?
Well, apparently, from according to the show, I am.
I think Beth's an awesome wife and very close to perfect, but I actually think Rung and Allison speak like of you like you are a godsend to deal with me.
When I first met Beth, I was like, she's awesome, and there's no way that they're staying together.
Wow.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
12 years later.
Yeah, 12 years later, eight happily married.
I was very pregnant at a bar.
No, it was at my house.
When I first met, oh, right.
Yeah, hot.
Off of Irving Park.
Hot day, extremely pregnant Allison.
Across from the White Hen where we met. Yep. And then I later found out that Tom told her that I was not normally as obese as I appeared.
Well, you were pregnant.
You were like 9.5 months pregnant.
Yeah, but it wasn't just my stomach. My entire body got a little grotesque.
I don't remember that. I remember you just being rather large.
Well, anyway, it was amazing.
When you listen, you listen to the show.
I do.
And
I'm not always caught up, but
right,
I do
but
listen.
Has there been any moments where you're like you cringed a little bit?
Have you ever thought my husband is an idiot when listening to the show? Eric was being too nice about that question.
I'm being honest. I don't mean it in a mean way, but like just a ooh.
No, I don't think so. I do think at times like, hey, my mother-in-law is going to be listening to this, so take it easy.
I think we keep it pretty G-rated, PG-rated.
Usually, but there are some times when I get a text, oh, we know what makes Beth tired or awake.
That was that was the one when we talked about if lovemaking wakes you up or puts you to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hadn't listened to that one yet, so I didn't exactly know what was going on.
were you pleasantly surprised when you listened? If you want to recap, yeah. Tom, go for it.
Well, actually, guys, I wanted to make an announcement today. Pretty big news in the McGuire family. We're going 365 for 365.
Wrong. Wrong. I was hoping, nothing better than appointment sex.
I was hoping for a Christmas miracle.
Hope again.
Beth is the best guest we've ever had.
So far. How about anything that Allison and I have said that you're just like, wait a second.
No, I don't think so. I think your crash and burn whenever you break up with people gets, you know, a little intense sometimes. You know, maybe give people a benefit of the doubt. Things happen. Like that lady that didn't text you back on your time frame.
My time frame? Yeah. I mean, I would say in a reasonable time frame.
Perhaps, but there may have been other things going on in her life.
That's fine. I'm just saying it takes a half a second to, well, a half a minute to send a text.
I agree, but, you know, the whole scorched earth thing is a bit much sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Just me? Nothing for Allison?
No,
Allison's
perfect?
Awesome.
Oh, they're all sisters, right? They're all sisters.
She is the best guest we've ever had.
And now, seriously, I've never been dead wrong on That, I mean, I'm not, you might not be able to think of it right now, but have you ever been like, oh, that was super wrong?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever been listening and say, no, tell him this, tell him this?
Yes, when you were talking about the worst gift you ever gave.
Oh, this should be good. All right, what was it?
Chia pet.
Oh, man, get out of here.
Hold on a second. It wasn't just a... Hold on.
And thanks so
time
much for joining
out.
Us.
Time
You've
out.
Been a wonderful guest. Stop back time. Anytime. That's out. The end of the show.
Hold on a second. And if, listeners, this is 100% real. This is not fake. I did not know this was coming. Beth is obsessed with Michigan State. Obsessed.
As an alumni.
What did I get you? I didn't get you a chia pet. I got you...
A Michigan State chia pet.
A Sparty chia pet as an additional little something to open on Christmas. I thought it was very thoughtful. And I was wondering why it hasn't been... actually, I thought it'd be a nice activity for you and Caitlin.
Well, but the gift was for me, not for her.
No, it's a Sparty. It's a Sparty, and it grows the beard and the
like. When you were buying
hat.
That, were you thinking this is going to be good?
Yes, I thought it was perfect. I'm actually a little offended.
Tom shops pretty much everything online, though he works downtown. He does all of his shopping from his desk.
Is this a hint? What do you want? I mean, he still has time tonight.
I do.
No, we're not exchanging gifts this year.
Oh, because I walked by Dior just a little bit ago to get here.
I didn't say we weren't exchanging.
Well, you're not the boss of it. We talked about not exchanging.
No, we talked about, like, getting some stuff for the house and, you know.
Yeah, we were getting a coffee pot.
Coffee pot and, you know, some, what else? There was one other thing, too, we're supposed to do. I don't remember what it was.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. No, but it's like now it's more about Caitlin, right?
Well, sure.
We have to play. We
yeah,
played
but you
Santa.
Cannot just simply neglect her.
Oh, no. She's getting
no,
some
no,
stuff.
I'm saying neglect Beth.
No, I'm saying Beth is going to get some
365. You heard him announce it right there.
She's going to get
the best present of all.
Oh, hell my God.
You know, one thing that Tom has talked about a lot on the show is the show. Would you say when you guys were dating, was there anything that made you say, this may be part of the show?
I'm so good at the show, she didn't know it was a show.
And it has the show ended?
Nah, I'd say no. Well, after a while, because we used to go places where he knew everybody, and I thought he was like the mayor of Chicago and kept teasing him about that. And then he told me he only took me to places where he knew people. So he seemed like, you know, man of the street, I guess.
Here's a little secret, folks. Only go places where you know people, and then the people you're with will be like, oh, man, you know everybody. Yeah, Beth was like, you know everyone. I'm like, well, you know, I get around, I guess.
And he talks to everybody, so... There's that also.
Well, it was in the bar business, too, so there's an element of...
Well, you're a talkative person, too.
Yes, I'm talkative. I am too much at times, probably.
Well, when we first started dating, I couldn't believe how much he talked. Seriously, at first I was like, good Lord, this guy talks a lot. But I like it. I'd rather have him talk a lot than not at all.
Did you... we've heard Tom's side of how you guys met. We know it was at the White Hen, and it was... later in the evening, if I recall.
Yeah.
So how about your version?
My version?
What were you doing beforehand?
I was at a wedding and then at a bar. And then I took a cab home because it was pre-Uber. And I was paying for the cab while trying to. And I kept counting my money because I wasn't one to always carry cash. Excuse me. And I told the cab driver I could pay him in full or I could go in inside and get money and tip him. And he told me to just get out. And I walked in and Tom said, what took so long? So I should have known then that he was a little impatient. And I said, do I know you? And then the guy behind the counter, Glenn, was like, oh, hey, do you know Tommy? And, you know, I said, no, I don't hang out in White Hen.
But I did.
Yes. So, and that was it.
And what was your guys' first date?
We went to dinner at a place on Roscoe that I think is now gone.
Yeah, what was that place called? I had two kind of date spots.
La Mora.
And the other one was Pepper Lounge. But I think by the time we were together, Pepper Lounge may have already closed. La Mora? La Mora. Yeah.
Neither of them are there now.
No. La Mora is like Jack's place or whatever it is.
Was Pepper Lounge the Gold Coast place?
No, Pepper Lounge, that's Zebra Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Zebra Lounge is still around. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we went there.
Zebra Lounge is awesome. But Pepper Lounge was, let's see, that would have been Sheffield and like that Clark Sheffield intersection.
Oh, yes. By the Dark Horse.
Yeah, the chef there used to come into Duffy's. Okay. So that's why I would go to Pepper Lounge.
Yeah. U of M bar. No, thanks.
Pepper Lounge was a restaurant. It wasn't a bar.
Duffy's was.
Oh, Duffy's was UMF. Yeah, yes, Duffy's definitely was.
So how do you guys work out problems?
Yes, dear.
Isn't that the most condescending thing ever? Yes, dear. I hate when he says that.
What would you like learned it from say? I learned it from an Irish gentleman.
Who also would use it in a condescending tone, like, yes, dear. So.
I do it to Beth and Caitlin. But, like, it'd be, you know, yes, dear.
When he wants to end the conversation.
No, it's not even that. It's just, you know, like, that's an example. Like, hey, let's go, whatever. Let's go to Emerald Loop after this. Yes, dear. I don't think it's condescending, but Beth does. If I say, okay, darling, is that better?
Beth also doesn't like the term the wife, right?
No, oh, yes.
I do not.
Why? Tell us about that.
What's your objection? My objection to the wife is I'm not an object.
Oh, it's the article the in front of it.
Correct.
The wife.
I also do not like receiving things addressed to Mrs. Thomas McGuire.
Oh, my mom hates that too. Yes.
My name's Beth.
Right.
Not Mrs. Tom.
That's true. But you did take his name, right?
I did.
Right. Was that a big deal for you?
Yes and no. I kind of like that it's traditional. Because we had intended on having kids. So I think it makes things for Caitlin a little easier and for continuity's sake. But, and for, you know, writing Christmas cards.
Yeah, your Christmas card's adorable.
But when you guys got together, how soon did you know that this was for real, Beth?
I don't know. Fairly early on, I think. Well, you know, I'm older than Tom, and I wanted to have a family, so I didn't want to wait forever. And he was a rather confirmed bachelor, I guess, for a while. But the best part about that is we were out one night, and he'd gotten a little overserved.
Tom?
Can you believe it?
What?
It doesn't happen often.
He might not even remember the story. We were out.
Oh, even better.
And I said something about, I thought you were going to break up with me. And he was like, break up with you? I want to marry you.
Whoa.
So
what a sweetheart.
So that was my first inclination that things were headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Do you recall that?
I mean, I say so many sweet things. It's hard to remember
all of
them. How
soon into the relationship was that?
It was fairly early on.
It was the first date, I think, is what it was.
Yeah. One of our good buddies, at one point, he's like, why don't you marry Beth? And I was like, relax, man. Let me.
And how long did you guys date? 4 years?
Four and a half.
That's a good amount of time.
Luckily for me, I found Beth.
How did you see your life going, Beth, as far as being in Chicago, being single in Chicago? Was it hard being single in Chicago?
No, being in Chicago, being single is pretty good. There's lots of things to do. Would you say you dated a lot? No, not a lot.
Hey, watch it.
Not a lot, but. When I moved here, I didn't plan on getting married and staying here. I planned on hanging out in Chicago for a couple of years and heading back to good old Detroit Rock City.
So you said that Tom had said that after a couple of pops one night. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, when did you know that, hey, I'm going to probably marry this guy? Or was there a feeling? Was there a moment? Was there, how far into it?
Did you ever try to randomly break up with me for no reason? At random times?
Shut up. No, I think it was just kind of like just a progression of time spent together, enjoying being with him. Felt like I was a better person with him than I was on my own.
That sounds familiar,
yeah,
Tom.
I think she stole that line.
Well, here's a question that came up a while back, and maybe you can help answer it for you guys. Who said I love you first?
I did.
Okay, I couldn't remember. Is that bad?
Well, actually, I said, I think I love you, and you were like, yeah, I think I
do
too.
Oh, you put the qualifier on.
I think.
And then you said, I think I love you too, and then we both laughed and then just said, yeah, I love you.
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't say, you better think harder.
That's when you were still wooing me.
Yeah, that's for the show.
Still the show.
The show was still happening.
That was still the show.
The show still makes appearances now and then.
Now and then.
Yeah. The show's awesome, and then real life sets in, and you have a 2.5-year-old vomit in the middle of the night, like what happened last night.
Yes.
And this is honest to God truth. I'm laying there, and I hear Caitlin start coughing, so it wakes me up, And then I hear the vomit happening. And I literally, for a second, thought, is there any way I could pretend I don't hear this? But I woke up and helped the situation, and, you know.
Has there been anything that you've heard on this show that has surprised you about Tom?
During one of the episodes, you had talked about how Tom and I don't talk about previous relationships much. So I don't know much about his dating history. He doesn't know much about mine. So I was surprised when there was, like, I love you talk. And he said, like, the last one before me said I love you first. And then he couldn't remember the one before that. I don't know who the one before that is. So I'm kind of curious.
Oh, the one before that, I don't think we ever got to love, to the word love.
No, you didn't get to love.
But I'm
wondering who it was.
Well, Beth. There's nobody you know. It was a long distance thing. Interesting. From Mac and Meredith's wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was a nice girl, just, you know, she wasn't Beth. So I moved on.
He's always the sappy at home.
What? No, so you listen all the time. What questions would you have for us as you've listened? I'm sure you've learned things about me that you didn't know, and I'm maybe not Allison as much because you guys have been close for a long time. But has there been anything that you didn't realize about me or Allison? Or
that I didn't realize you? That you had lived with so many people.
I only lived with one woman.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, the way it came across, it sounded like, oh, I was living with this girl, and then in another episode, you're like, I was living with this one girl. So I thought it's the same girl. Okay.
Yeah. Woman. Same woman.
Well, so, Beth. Oh, yes. See, I'm bad about that, too.
I think
it's our generation,
yeah,
too, though.
I think it's just what we do.
It's like I say, hey, guys, and I mean, y'all.
Right.
Yes. Exactly.
You, y'all. Use.
Use.
Use guys.
Use guys.
So, has there been anything about Allison that has surprised you? And I know you guys have been very, very, and are very, very good friends and tell each other probably
I'm like her mother model. Like, she wants to be the exact same kind of mom I am.
I'm just afraid that Allison may know details about me that I'm not necessarily comfortable with her knowing.
I will say that Allison gave me one of the best pieces of parenting advice I ever had.
Really?
NyQuil? Yeah.
Benadryl.
Second best. No, it was her telling me to go into things with low expectations. Then you're pleasantly surprised when things work out. Because if you are thinking like, oh, this is going to be a great Norman Rockwell moment and the wheels fall off, then you're not so disappointed.
Well, and I mean, I'm not talking about relationships. I was talking about because like I'll pack the kids up and take them to the city and be like, we're going to hit this place and this place and this place. But I tell the kids from the beginning, like, whatever happens, we're just going to set the expectations low. We end up, you know, back on the train in 20 minutes. We end up back on the train. And so I told Beth, it doesn't always work out. But
which is kind of like dating, I guess.
Yeah.
So I want to hear more about the app stories.
I don't have any. I've actually got off the apps. I've been off the apps for a couple of months now.
Good for you.
I've been in this very weird place where I just work and I'm okay with it, and I got tired of going out on so many first dates.
Well, you hang out with the work crowd a lot too, though.
Yeah, you have a fun work crowd.
Yes and no.
Well, I'm not saying you do it every night, but I mean, there's you guys do fun stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, I mean, absolutely. Well, like we'll go to pop up bars and things like that. Well, it'll be for work, but yes, it is fun. To do that kind of stuff, though, too. But, yeah, I haven't, I got tired of the first dates. I think I've met one person on the apps that I still talk to her and we're friends. But she was, I think, one of the few, this is going to sound bad if anybody's listening, few normal people that I met on the apps.
Normal, I love it.
Yeah, I would say. She's a normal person.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super excited because my friend that used to kind of feed me all her app stories that were hilarious. She has broken up with the guy that she's been with the last few months, and she immediately reactivated Tinder.
Mm-mm. So more app stories on the way.
Yes, finally. Okay, I thought she was the one that was, I want to just hang out and I don't want anything serious.
Well, yeah, and that's what she kept saying, she was pretty much living with, oh yeah, she was off the apps for.
That sounds like she was ready to.
She was in a full fledged relationship. She was just in denial that she was in a full fledged. I mean, she stayed there like 5 nights out of the week.
She okay? Did it hurt? Did she break it off?
She said it didn't hurt, but then she was crying. I mean, she teaches at the same school,
She was crying.
So. Why is she so afraid to be loved?
She's the best, though.
And we need more stories, so that's great. I'm sad that it didn't work out.
But her Tinder is all lighting up, so.
Oh, well, there you go. She feeling good?
Yes, she is. I can confirm she has felt good.
Oh, take it easy. Wow. Beth, you were, and Tom, you guys obviously didn't get to do the app dating. I'm sure you're very disappointed that you're unable to do it. Do your single friends, are they on that at all?
Think that they're on the apps as much. If they are, I haven't heard many stories here and there, yes, but not so much.
Yeah. I mean, you know the basic concept. If you were single now, do you think you'd be on them?
I don't know. It just seems so weird. It's kind of like Uber. You know, don't ride in a car with a stranger. Oh, wait, here, let me get in a car with a stranger and pay for it. So the apps seem weird. And you guys had talked about this before, like going to a bar where you just go to the bar with your friends to talk to your friends. Then why not stay home and it'll be cheaper? You know, instead of going out to meet people and talk to them and get off the apps.
Well, sometimes it's nice just to get out of the house, though.
True. I can see that. But, I mean, why do that all the time if you're not going to talk to other people besides the person you went with?
Well, I mean, I guess on the same side, you could say, why would all four of us go out to dinner when we could just go to one another's house?
But then somebody could cook, though.
Yeah, if you were cooking, you'd go.
You'd be?
Yeah.
You guys would be in town?
Anytime Eric cooks, somehow we're out of town. I think it's intentional, personally. I think he's hacked our Google calendar. It says, when are the Maguires going someplace? That's when I'm cooking.
That weekend, pizza and homemade pasta.
Yeah. So I actually don't know if I believe it. Yeah, you know, I've heard stories, but I've never seen.
Oh, we've had his sauce and pasta.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You did bring us some that one time. Yes. Yeah, that's right. That was good.
You had lasagna.
Yes, I've had his lasagna.
that was a glowing recommendation.
I thought it came off as a euphemism.
I was with Alice on that one. I was with Alice on that one.
I've had his lasagna. It was made with homemade sauce. It was amazing. He's a very good cook.
I'm trying to think of some other stuff we've really tackled quite a bit, unless there's anything that you guys think that we need to tackle with both of them here, Allison.
Well, Tom says you guys never fight, and I just want confirmation that this is true.
Since I said that, we've maybe had a couple bouts, but no. We don't,
fight. Not really much at all.
How do you deal with conflict?
We don't.
I told you she just goes
separate ways.
She hits me. I told you she hits me.
Oh yeah, no, I do not hit him. Don't start spreading rumors. But I think what happened.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, Tom. No, we just kind of bark out things, and then he'll be quiet for a while, maybe a day or so. Sometimes.
So you guys go to bed angry at each other?
No.
No, not angry, but
never a day. You're crazy.
Sometimes, well, it seems like a day.
They're going to fight right now.
I'm trying to think. Like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen often. Obviously, with Caitlin, it happens probably more.
I think it happens because you're so tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that is a constant battle between you two?
I think the schedule for Caitlin.
Yeah.
It's hard being the stay-at-home parent, getting her on a schedule every day, because some days she wakes up later, some days she's sick, some days she's good, some days she won't nap. So trying to make her go to bed is trying to wrestle an octopus. It's impossible sometimes. So I think that provides a lot of angst for Tom and I, because when he gets home, she's tired and crabby, and he thinks that a schedule will solve it all. But he was home with her last weekend and saw kind of how it works. I was out.
I know I'm kind of jumping all over the place here, but was there any point when you guys were or when you were married, I guess, something that surprised you about the marriage before Caitlin?
I mean, this is going to sound bad, but just how easy it was. It's just easy. Like, even, you know, now we've been married for 8 years. It's flown by. And I know it sounds kind of hokey, but it really has. So I think it's just easy. We get along well. We like to travel together a lot. When you're friends with a person, it's good. You know, it's really good, and it's just easier. Not all relationships are that way. I had a boss one time that said, if your relationship is work, then it's not for you. You know, think about something else.
Kind of my mantra on that has always been, you know, relationships are work, but they shouldn't be hard work. Like, well, it should be stuff you want to do, is the way I would look at that.
And I guess I should say more like, when you feel like you're the only one working.
Yeah.
And I also believe that a relationship isn't each person putting in 50%. It's each person putting in 100%. You know, and sometimes there's a give and a take, and somebody's got to do 120 and the other person does 80. Depends what's going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom works. I stay at home. So, you know, it depends on for each of us what's going on. But it's not 50-50. It's 100-100.
You know, like, I know Beth hates to, like, empty the dishwasher, right? So I know if I see it, I'll try to, like, if I have a chance to empty it, I'll try to do it because I know she hates it. And sometimes she beats me to it or whatever, but...
I'll buy a flag.
Small stuff like that.
A flag or, like, some sort of beeper that lets you know the dishwasher needs to be unloaded.
One day she was, like, out, and the dishwasher was, like, clean. And I was like, oh, man, I better make sure that's empty before... I'm like, man, if that's empty when she gets home, that'll be so good for me. Actually, your thing about 8 years going by so fast reminds me of one thing. I know one thing Beth hates that I say or do.
It's like 8 minutes underwater.
Yeah, that's an
drives
old joke.
Me nuts.
My old boss, I worked for a buddy of mine's dad, and he'd always say the joke, I've been married for, I would say, hey, I've been married for 8 years. Feels like 8 minutes.
Underwater.
Yeah. Underwater. She hates it. I never say it seriously. I just, you know, it's one of those like corny dad jokes.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Did you guys, since we're kind of a Christmas show now, are you guys having any special traditions that you have started with Caitlin?
Well, it's funny you should ask. There are a lot of mom pages, if you will, on Facebook. And I posed a question to the moms in Arlington Heights as to what they serve for breakfast for their families to kind of start some of those traditions. So Caitlin's only two, and a lot of the traditions were just basically get breakfast going before you have, you know, Santa.
Oh, really? That seems...
get it cooking before the kids wake up. So then you can open the presents and then eat.
That seems challenging.
So it's ready. We haven't really started anything yet. We are going. We alternate Michigan and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing.
Allison, do you have anything with just you and your girls that's just your tradition?
Well, they. I have them every other year. My brother married an Italian girl, so then on Christmas Eve we go to their house, huh?
A woman.
So tonight we'll be doing the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Nice, very nice.
Which is the greatest.
It's the greatest thing ever. I'm going to have that myself.
You are?
Yes.
But as my brother that hosts is, as his income has increased, we're having calamari and mussels and oysters and clams and scallops and lobster and.
Go to law school, kids. Go to law school.
It's going
to
be amazing.
I can't wait.
And our cocktail will be rum chata mixed with espresso flavored vodka.
Nice. Very nice.
That's a lot of, that's a potent
We are never going to go to bed and we're going to make lots.
Yeah. Rung, Christmas traditions?
Yeah, we do the big Christmas Eve dinner. And, you know, when I was a kid, we used to go to my father's parents' house in the afternoon. And then we would go to my Nana and Papa's house at night. And that's when we'd have the big feast. And then Christmas Day was always just us four, my sister, myself, and my parents. And then we would open our gifts and that's Santa Claus would come. And then we would have turnovers in the morning. That was nice.
Like apple turnovers, mm-hmm. Cherry.
Yep. They're very good.
When I was a kid, Christmas morning once, I turned to my parents and said, hey, how come we get you presents and you don't get us anything?
Yeah.
Because my parents would have anything from Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and Rudolph and... And we would get, you know, I'd be like, hey, I get you a gift. The least you could do is reciprocate. Really? You know?
Yeah.
So.
All right. To close it out.
Parenthood's a thankless task.
To close it out, open presents Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Tom.
Santa Claus comes Christmas morning. We used to do Christmas Eve sometimes, like pre-Caitlin, but now it's Christmas morning.
When you were growing up.
Oh, Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
from Santa,
about Christmas Eve family or Christmas Day family?
We did family gifts Christmas Eve and Santa gifts Christmas morning.
Oh, so you got a little of both. Mm-hmm. Allison, growing up?
Always Christmas morning.
Christmas morning?
Mm-hmm.
We were a Christmas Day family, but we would get one gift that we could open on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's what we did too.
Yeah. And it was always pajamas.
We would occasionally, my mom would say you could pick one if you, you know.
Well, we could pick one, but it was the one that said for Christmas Eve on it.
But yeah, so we would open one early. Maybe not every year, but I feel like that would happen. But with Caitlin now, she's so young. Like, this is her first time. She'll kind of get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she watches The Grinch now. She knows about Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm. So, like, traditions will start at, like, you know.
It ends so fast.
Yeah, but before, like, she didn't necessarily, you know, she didn't get it.
Right, yeah. Right. So. All right. Well, Beth, thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your holiday cheer with us.
I do have a holiday question.
Yes.
Ooh, holiday question.
What are your favorite holiday movies?
Oh, Christmas or just holiday in general?
Well, Christmas.
Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. I would go Elf, A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation. I would actually probably swap Christmas Vacation for A Christmas Story. That'd be my top three.
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life is my number one. And then, I mean, I'm a big fan of the rest of them. Christmas Vacation, pretty funny.
Oh, hysterical.
But you could probably guess one of them. I think it counts. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah. That's a Thanksgiving movie. But
well,
yeah.
But I think it's, I mean, it's.
That's
it
why it kicks off the holiday.
It
kind of
kicks off the holiday.
I just watched that actually recently.
Yeah, it was on the other night.
I have to say, and this is completely off topic, but I have to say, I am thoroughly impressed with the acting in that movie. I remember watching it as a child and not really understanding the acting that went into that. I mean, it's brilliant. Absolutely a brilliant movie. The only flaw that it has is that it takes about 24 hours to drive from St. Louis to Chicago in that movie. Other than that, it's a fantastic movie.
As a kid, you have no
movie.
Idea.
Yeah.
No.
I think, right. And then at the end, it closes on the last shot in the movie is a freeze frame of John Candy's smiling face.
Mm.
And then, like, I'm almost getting choked up now. It's such a nice moment. Meeting the family and you realize mm-hmm. his wife's dead and what a great movie. And then Elf is phenomenal. Love Actually is a family favorite.
Well, I just saw that. I just saw that for my first time.
It's kind of a filthy Christmas movie, but
I've heard of a lot of people wanting to show that to their kids and then start watching it and realize, whoa, probably shouldn't be doing that.
I think my sister said 7 of the 8 storylines are not child appropriate.
I think I've only seen that once, and it was a long time ago. I couldn't even...
It's pretty
is
good.
That the one that starts off in the airport?
Yes.
It opens and closes in the airport.
Like at Heathrow, yeah.
Okay, I do remember it then.
So. Home for the Holidays, also a very good one.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
You're not missing one.
Check it out. Holly Hunter, it's so good.
Okay. So there's
I used to do an impression of Holly Hunter.
If you have
can't talk like this. Holly
if you have a little bit of nuttiness in your family, you'll appreciate it.
Okay. Not me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me.
So just those two, Beth? That and Love Actually?
Mm-hmm. Well, Elf's good.
Yeah, you like Elf, right? Do I need to say do I need to make a dramatic emotional speech to Beth as to top off the Christmas show?
Please don't.
Yes, please. Yes.
No.
No, we're not that type really.
No.
But you are a great wife, Beth. Merry Christmas. I love you.
Oh.
Well, thanks, Tom. Merry Christmas. I think I love you.
I think we're well past that. I should hope.
I think I love you all.
Thank you. Love you, buddy.
All right. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I think we're going to take a week off next week, but we will be back with another brand new Single Married Divorce after that for Tom and Allison and Beth. I'm Eric Rung. This is Single Married Divorce. Have a great week, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.